Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and every goddamn day I'm out here. Every day. Every single day. Every day. What, every day. I thought about it. And that little display of a rant that you just saw, I entitled Every Day, is based on my feelings I have when I get out here every single day out here walking. I gotta walk every day. Do I like walking? Yes, I do. So why the everyday sentiment? Why is it the fact that I gotta be out here every day heavy on me, even though I like it? Is it just my way or human way of looking at the situation, sizing up the situation, the endeavor that is ahead of me, probably for the rest of my life? And even though I like it, it feels like an obligation. And even though I'm winning, because I'm clearly winning, I am very, very clearly winning in life, at this, pretty much at everything. My life is good. I have nothing to complain about. The only thing I have to complain about is the fact that I don't have anything to complain about. I'm out here every day, every single day I get up. And the routine of putting on my clothes, and the routine I got, I wake up. Before I get out of bed, I position my pillows at the head of the bed, scoot out of the bed, I sit there. I got a routine, a serious routine. Get up, go to the bathroom, pee, weigh myself, come back in, get dressed, make the bed sometimes, most of the time. Making the bed is just basically throwing the cover back on it. Put the bedroom in place, gather up the stuff that I had in the bedroom, take it with me to the living room, get dressed, put it in the kitchen sink, on the kitchen counter, cups and stuff, whatever, my water bottle, put on my shirt, my sauna jacket, and I'm out here every day. Look like homie down there having some fun. Let's see. Not sure if you can see this, but he seems to be a little excited today. He's usually out here every day, but he was just jumping around, kind of excited, like something's going on. One of his friends was talking crazy to him. See him doing that? He usually just laying down. He ain't usually that animated. But he's a cool dude, I guess. He got his little hand thing. He's definitely doing something, as you can see. But anyway, I mean, I'm definitely winning. I'm winning. I got on a scale today. It said 208 pounds. Before the walk, which is pretty good considering I got up last night and had two pieces of pizza. I had one, a little piece, and got back in bed and said, you know what? I wonder what it'd be like to put that pizza in the air fryer for a little bit and heat it up another piece and try it. My reasoning was that I have to take, because of the root canal and dental work, have to take an antibiotic at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't want it to be on an empty stomach. So that's why I did that. So to wake up this morning at 208.0, I was very happy for that. I thought it would be higher. I didn't know if it was lower. You know, I don't think I really paid attention to it. I just know I felt bad because I'm hard on myself about eating those 2 pieces of pizza. And they weren't big pieces. They were like a small Kroger brand frozen pizza, the $4.99 kind. So, you know, it really wasn't that much, but I undercooked it. So the dough was kind of gooey, not fully cooked. I still ate it. But when I did that, the sauce didn't dry. So the sauce and cheese stayed moist or fluidy or whatever you want to call it. So there's a balance between the dough and the sauce. Because you don't want your sauce to dry completely out. I like that saucy taste. But anyway, I did that. I woke up this morning, 208.0, which is good. And on these walks, when it's like hot and summery, right now it's like clouds. Speaking of clouds, I talk about my nasals. Right now it's like hot and summery. When it's hot and sunny, I was losing 4 pounds on these walks. Of course, it's mostly water weight, and plus it don't mean nothing, but damn, it still feels good. You go out and try it. You go out and try it, watch your weight drop 4 pounds or something like that, and get them low numbers. See how much you like or don't like that, and how much you care if it's real or not. Just seeing that nice little number. But anyway, it does look a little bit overcasty. It's not really overcast. It's just clouds, I guess. I wouldn't even call this overcast. It's just clouds, and some of them look like they might have some rain in them. Look like they might have some precipitation in them. But my nasals feel different. After the root canal, on the right side, and I'm pretty sure where I have most of my nasal problems are on the right side, it feels like there's a direct connection between my nasals, irritation and pressure, and that root canal that they did. It seems like there's something connected because it feels different. So as I was saying, my nasals feel different. It's like the root canal they did cleared out a passage. It actually feels like there's a clearing or a passage down that side, down this side here. It actually feels like it's open now. Like there's actually an air passage today. I can breathe. And I can still feel a little bit of the irritation that I will get before the headaches and before like get real bad. It's in that same kind of feeling, sensitivity or pain, whatever, discomfort feeling, but it's not full blown. And it feels different. It feels better. Like, you know, something's still going on, but it's not gonna spiral out of control to where I gotta take Tylenol and lay down and get a headache. But I don't know, so I'm just monitoring it. But it definitely feels really clear on this side now. I'm just breathing. I wonder if there's something going on this side. Because now this side feels kind of clogged. Not clogged, but the passage isn't as open as the other one. But anyway, that's a good thing. So, as I was saying, I'm out here every day. And every day I get out here, I'm like, damn, I got to do this again. Every day, walk on this long path. I turn that corner, and I look at that long road. And I go, every damn day I got to do this. And I love it. I love it. I may not like it, but I love it. Or I like it, and I don't love it. Because I am out here. I'm proud of it. Oh, I'm definitely proud of it. And it's definitely working. And there are rewards. And again, I go back to, I'm winning. I mean, there's no way around it. I'm winning. Yesterday, Yesterday, I bought tickets to the Pittsburgh Steelers Cleveland Browns game. Thursday night in Cleveland. That'd be the first post-Roethlisberger game. Not sure if Deshaun Watson is going to be playing or not. I'm going to be in town for that. In fact, I'll be around to possibly see three Steeler games. But I might not make the home opener. I got to figure that out. I might not make the home opener, even though I'll be in the area. And I can definitely make it there in time. But in Cincinnati, because I'll be in D.C., I'm flying back to Ohio. And after the Funketeers ball that Sunday, I usually jump on a plane and go to a Steeler game. This one would be in Cincinnati. And then from Cincinnati, I would go to Ohio and then work the next day. So I got to figure that out if that's going to happen. But while I'm there, Pittsburgh plays New England in Pittsburgh. And then I think the following Thursday, they play Cleveland. In Cleveland, I got tickets to that game. Good seats, too. The price seemed low to me for some reason. I don't know why. The price just seemed low. I'm like, wait a minute. 50-yard line, third row, blah, blah, blah. Am I missing something? Why are these tickets still here? So I bought them, thinking, well, worst case scenario, I'll put them back out there and sell them again because that number seemed low. The amount I paid for them seemed low. Probably still a lot, but it seemed low because I'm winning. I have disposable income because as I was coming up or through the evolution of my life or journey of my life, I kept certain standards and practices financially, staying within my budget. I take that back. Staying below my budget. Living very practically, minimally, so I don't have a bunch of crazy bills, even though they start to creep up ever since I got the good job and started getting used to having so much disposable income. And there were other influxes. There was other financial windfalls involved that just put everything basically from my point of view over the top. And I had to adjust and learn or realize or get comfortable or get used to it. Get used to living this way with so much income and asset. All my bills paid off, everything paid off. And got more money coming in than I quote unquote need or, you know, because it's no more week to week. I'm not living week to week anymore. In fact, payday had come and I go, oh, it's payday? Oh, cool. It's just a wash now. I remember when I was poor. Not poor, but, you know, struggling to keep up with my bills and stuff. I'll be like, it'd be a Monday. And I'd be broke. Payday's Friday. But come Friday payday, the money's already spent. So a few times, I'm like, what am I even living for? What is the point? It's like I couldn't even look forward to Friday to having some money to get a 40 ounce or something. Get some beer, get some drink. Because it was already spent. But actually, at that time, I think I had quit drinking. But regardless, get pizzas or whatever I did on the weekend. Probably did the same thing back then. or go somewhere, do something, money's already allocated before I even get it. Because I did my budget. I had my budget laid out. Excel spreadsheet. For like the whole year. So I knew what was coming in, what was going out. I knew where all my asset was. I knew where every penny was. So I knew on Monday that when I get paid on Friday, it really don't mean nothing. Now, I get paid on Friday, it don't mean nothing in a different way. In a good way. I'm like, oh, payday. Cool. And then I just got this raise. Probably biggest raise I ever got in my life. It's insane. And it's not like I'm making $1 million a day. It's not I'm making a lot. It's just that my lifestyle. You match that income up against my lifestyle. There's a lot of overhead. There's a lot of no room. There's a lot of money room, cap space. There's a lot of cap space. And I'm living it. That's probably why I dropped them dollars on that ticket. I mean, I'm looking at these tickets. I saw the number, right? I'm like, wait a minute. Row 3, 50-yard line, behind the Steeler bench, on the freaking aisle. Did I say on the aisle? On the aisle. I was like, oh, I got to get these. These I got to have. I got two. I don't even know who's coming with me. But I'm sure I'll find somebody. But, you know, people back there are kind of conservative in their practices. So you never know. I was just thinking I might go to the Steeler game at Heinz Field by myself. Go see the Patriots and the Steelers by myself. To have that experience, because having the experience of travel or anything by yourself, to me, has a different impact. It has a, I guess you could use the word better to keep the conversation simple. I guess you could say that better, you know. I think it's better because I could fully immerse myself into the event or the experience. And I'm not distracted. But then again, like I said, going with Jesse to the game, that's the best too. Because he drive, conversation, kick it back, cool. That, he drive, I don't have to drive. And, you know, we just do it. That's cool too, sometimes. You know, I want to drive. I want to have the experience. Get to the parking lot. Hang out. Just be Jeffrey all loud. Talking crazy. Running around. Going here, going there. Talking to myself. I don't really need nobody to talk to. I will literally talk to myself. Have a conversation with myself. I will stop. And correct myself. So, I mean, and like I said, I'm out here. I'm on my way back, you know, from the walk now. I walked to my apex, and I'm walking back. I feel good. I'm winning. I know I'm winning. Sometimes I sit around, and the reason, well, maybe one of the reasons I'm winning is because I monitor and summarize and evaluate and critique and metric just about everything in my life. Everything. I had spreadsheets, lists of every little thing, every little nail I wanted hammered down in my life. No matter how menial or major, it is always listed in front of me. Things I wanted to do, I would study and research to see how best to accomplish these things, be it health-wise or financially, or do I need certifications? Do I want this job? Do I want that job? What's next? You know, what does the job market look like? Do I need training? I was able to, I guess I could use the word, manipulate the system. As I said, I won't lie, but I'll cheat. And technically it wasn't cheating because I did it legally. Technically. Because I think there are some things, there are some rules that aren't written that you're quote unquote supposed, not supposed to break. It's like, even though a guideline may not be explicitly written, it's kind of known that, you know, you can't do that. I guess in the past I've learned how to exploit those little loopholes, be it through personality, being cool with people, friendly, getting them to like me, then being able to, I wouldn't say manipulate them, but use any kind of energy just between me and them to benefit my cause. It's just navigating life, having the things I want in life, the tools of life, resources, understanding basic protocols and mainstream behaviors, what's expected, what's not expected, not necessarily what should be or what shouldn't be, but more like what is, how it is. This is how it is. Okay, it's not fair. It's this, it's that. It's that, it's this, it's this. But it doesn't matter. It's like this is that, it's this. It doesn't matter. It's the way it is. Here's where I want to go. How do I get there? Here's where I'm at. Here's where I want to go. How do I get there? I don't care about what happened in the past. I don't care about the landmines on the side of the road at this point. I'm not trying to eliminate the landmines or obstacles in my way. I'm just trying to get to the point. I even circumnavigate the obstacles. There's always a way. There is always a way. And then this exercise stuff out here every damn day. And I love it. I love it. But there's that moment where you're going, God dang. And there's that moment when I first start out that, you know, I'm getting into it. And it feels, you know, I feel my body waking up and getting a stride and getting into it. And I know, you know, since it's a routine, I've done it before. I don't have to think too much. You kind of know what to anticipate. It's comfortable. Just get out there, sweat, do it. You're thinking about the scale. You're thinking about what you ate last night and the calories. And you're thinking about all of that, how you're going to get back home with that 208 number. And you're going to get a really good number. You already know that. And you just got to hang on for two more days, tonight and Friday, and hopefully Saturday. Because when I'm working, I'm good. And maybe that, because I was also thinking when I'm working, I don't take breaks. I really don't. My break, my 15-minute break, I jump up, I'm running out the door walking. Lunchtime too, I just don't stop during the day. I just don't stop and take a breath. I don't take my shoes off. I don't exhale. I go hard for the whole eight. And because it's calls and stuff, it's a fluid workflow. There's moments, you know, where I can catch a breath or two. But for the most of the day, I'm going, 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 going. So come 8 o'clock, quitting time, I'm like, whew, I finally exhale. Just let my shoulders drop. Take my shoes off. Because see, I just did that just now, and it felt weird. I was like, stop, put it back on, throw it back on. Get the shoulders back up. You just start, and it's kind of like eating ice cream in the middle of the day. Eating a dessert in the middle of the day. Dessert is a reward. The day ain't over. And I'm celebrating with sweets, telling my body, hey, we did a good job, we're done. No, we got a whole day to go. We got 8 hours, no relaxing, no slagging. And then again, we're not out there going super haywire 150%. We're just maintaining a nice steady pace to execute and get this job done to keep my physical energy up, my mental up, stay in the game till 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock come. Whew. Actually, it's not even 8. It's like in increments. My next one will be 11. When I get home and then eat and then punch in, then the first break, all it goes that way. So, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. You ever notice why I say 3 things and I always say 2 times? That's right. Swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever is, was, or will be. The totality of it all, y'all. And hypothesis of all as one. A theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.